When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about why you need to understand your interest rates. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are looking at interest rates, or really we're looking at APR, which is a little bit different, but basically the same thing, right? You can think of your interest rate or your APR, your annual percentage rate, as the amount of money that is being made off of the money you owe somebody. So in the same way that if you have money in a 401k, the amount that you put in is earning money by what's called interest, compounding interest, that same thing is happening to you negatively, right? So you are paying more money by the interest that you are paying on whatever kind of loan or line of credit you have. Now, if I had to guess, I would say that most people listening to this episode, watching this episode, probably understand that. I want to believe that. However, there is a very shocking statistic I recently discovered that prompted this episode that makes me think maybe that's not the case. And if that's not the case, we have to fix that immediately, because guys, you are spending so much more money than you realize. So we're going to jump into all of that. But before we do, let's talk about today's sponsor. How would you feel if you saved an extra $1,500 this year without lifting a finger? That's exactly what Empower can help you do. It's an awesome mobile app that makes saving and managing your money the easiest thing that you'll do all day. For starters, Empower has an automated savings feature. You simply tell the app your weekly savings target, and every day, Empower studies your income and spending and automatically knows when to move the right amount of money into your savings account, where you're less likely to spend it. It's called auto-save. Just set it and forget it. If you want to save $1,500 more dollars this year, you've got to check out the Empower app. Download Empower, that's Empower, in the App Store or Play Store. You can get $5 for free, $5 when you use the offer code TINYLEAPS. Head over to empower.me/tinyleaps and use the offer code TINYLEAPS. So here's a really interesting statistic. This is honestly kind of painful, right? So I'm going to be reading a quote here. I've got the link to the full article in the description of this episode, so be sure to click that, read the full article. It's definitely worth your time. But here we go. Quote, more than 40% of Gen Z, around 30% of millennials and Gen X, and almost 40% of baby boomers say they don't know what the interest rate on their credit card is, according to a new survey by Stash, a micro investing and banking app. But it's not like folks don't need to know, because they're paying off their bill in full each month and not triggering any interest charges. Americans paid $113 billion in credit card interest last year, up 12% from 2017 and up a whopping 49% from 5 years ago, when the national average was just $76.3 billion, according to Magnify Money, a financial product comparison website. So here's the scary part about that. Americans paid $113 billion, billion with a B, in interest. In interest. That's absolutely disgusting. That is the most gross number I've ever heard in my life, quite frankly. Why? Because that is all just money being generated out of thin air. That's it. It's purely just money that appears. It just appears. Why? Because you had an interest rate on something and you weren't able to pay the full balance off before interest accrued. That's gross. Now, here's the thing. That's going to happen, right? I understand interest rates. I know my numbers on all of my credit cards, all of my loans. Like, I've got it written down. I've got it tracked. I'm looking at those numbers every day of my life. I know exactly how much in interest is being gained every single month on every single thing that I need to pay, right? I know that. Why? Because finances historically is a thing I'm very bad at. And so I've made a concentrated effort to make it so that I'm not bad at it anymore. Because ultimately, finances is the root of so much stress and emotion and mental health issues in our lives. The majority of divorces in the United States at least come from, or at least in part from, financial issues. It's a real problem. And one of the biggest problems in them is if you do not understand your interest rates, especially when your goal is to repay that debt, right? I've had conversations with people in my life, people I love very dearly, who are in a lot of debt, who are struggling, and they need help. And I get that. And when we have those conversations and I ask them, what are your interest rates? They do not know. And that's okay. It's okay not to know in the beginning. It's not okay to keep not knowing because the information is there and because it's so incredibly important. And especially if you plan to repay your debt, if you plan to repay your loans or your credit card or whatever it is, and you don't know your interest rates, you cannot be strategic in the order that you repay them. It's not enough just to put money down on it because the way things are set up, you could be trapped in a scenario where you never are able to pay it off purely because you're paying the wrong loan at the wrong time based on the interest rates. So this is a really important topic. And one of the biggest reasons it's so important, and again, I'm assuming the majority of you listening or watching this understand this. I know you that you do. But I want to make sure you listen to this because it's so incredibly important, and it just cannot be understated. And also, if you know someone in your life who maybe doesn't, maybe you do, but somebody in your life doesn't take it that seriously, they're not paying attention to it. It could be a brother, a husband, a daughter, a sister, a wife, whomever it is for you. Find that person and punch them in the face with this episode. And also love. Don't physically punch them. I want to be crystal clear. Do not punch anybody in the face. I will not pay your legal bills. I just won't do it. But anyway, this is a really important topic. The number one reason why this matters so much, why you need to understand your interest rates, is because you are paying more money than you realize you are paying. Most people, when given the choice between an installment plan or paying everything up front, pick the installment plan. Why do they do that? Because they don't have the money. And I get that. And I usually don't either. I completely understand that. But what they don't realize is that installment plan, they end up paying so much more for so much longer. And in many situations, when the thing isn't an absolute need right this second, when you could theoretically wait, it makes more sense to take the amount of money that would have gone into that installment plan and just put it aside every single month. Do that for long enough and you'll end up having the payment up front. Now, the problem is when things are a necessity right now. Your fridge breaks. You got to replace your fridge. You can't wait 18 months to replace your fridge, so you just have to do the installment plan. I understand. Okay, so in that scenario, you need to keep track of what that interest rate is. You need to understand, is it a variable or a fixed interest rate? Because guess what? If it's variable, that might change. Based on how the market is doing, that interest rate might go up, it might go down, and sometimes it goes down, and that's nice, but then next month it goes up. And one thing people don't understand is that when those interest rates change, that affects your credit score. It's out of your control, but it does affect your credit score. So if you are in a scenario where you have to take the installment payment, okay, go for it, but keep track of that interest rate. Understand what type of interest rate it is, and make sure you know how much you need to be putting on that loan every single month in order to pay it off with the least amount of interest gained possible. That's the first step. You got to understand it for that because otherwise you're paying way more money than you realize. And there are plenty of people, and I know this is true because members of my family do it. There are plenty of people who take the installment plan and then pay that installment plan with a credit card. And that is just asking to be buried in a hole alive. And I know sometimes it's not avoidable. Sometimes it's really difficult to find that money and you need it immediately. I get it. But think about it this way. The further you go into using credit to pay for things, the more aggressive you need to be in paying it off. Because otherwise, you're going to find yourself in a hole 10 years from now and never be able to crawl your way out unless you strike it rich. That's it. That's your only option. So avoid that hole at all costs. And one thing we sort of briefly touched on was that a higher APR, a higher interest rate, means carrying a balance for longer. And carrying that balance for longer, having a higher credit card utilization rate or credit utilization rate, means lowering your credit score. So it's kind of a vicious cycle, where you have a low credit score, so you ended up getting a higher APR. And then because it's a higher APR, you're not able to pay it off as quickly. And that then causes your credit score to go down further. It's a really, really bad cycle that, honestly, the system is kind of screwed and it's not designed for people to crawl their way out of. And truly, it's not. It is, and I'm getting a little conspiratorial here, but it is very much designed to keep people exactly where they are. Like the people at the very, very top make their money off of having a large group of people in the middle or towards the bottom. Like that is how the money is made. And I'm not sitting here saying like, oh, that's definitely a bad thing. We need to have a revolution. Like that's not the goal. I personally do believe that, but that's not the goal. The goal is we need to understand it. The system is how it is, and maybe one day it'll change. Maybe one day it'll be better, but one day is not right now. One day is not today, and today you've got to take care of yourself. You've got to make sure that you're in a good position and that all the people you love are in a good position, and how you do that is by understanding the system and figuring out how to play it. That is the only option right now. We can fight for a revolution. We can fight to change the system. We can fight to make things work, but that may or may not happen. And we don't want to be left holding the bag if it doesn't. So how do we do this? We need to understand what our APR is for every single line of credit we have. I'm talking your mortgage. I'm talking your credit cards, every single one of them. I'm talking your student loans. I'm talking any personal loans you've taken out. I'm talking that line of credit that you use to buy your couch through Ashley's Furniture or wherever you bought it. Like you need to know those numbers. Maybe not by heart, but you've got to track it. You've got to keep it written down somewhere and check that regularly. Know those numbers. Then you need to strategize. You need to decide, how am I going to pay this back? Am I going to go based on APR or am I going to go based on balance? Now, I've talked about this in the past in my episode, How to Get Out of Debt. There's two main strategies. There's the snowball and the avalanche. The debt snowball targets loans based on balance. So you pay down the lowest balances first and then take those minimum payments and move them towards the next one. And over time, that snowball builds up. Then you've got the avalanche, and the avalanche ends up costing you less over time because you are paying down based on the highest interest rate first. So those loans with the highest interest rates end up getting paid down fast enough that they gain less on them. Now, there's a little bit of complication here in terms of strategy, where sometimes a loan might have a slightly lower interest rate but a much higher balance. This is the case with two of my student loans, where one of them has about like 16K on it. It's the lowest interest rate, but it's by like 0.4% or something like that. And so in that scenario, I have to really sit down and do the math and figure out strategically which one makes the most sense to pay down first, the highest interest rate or the highest balance, because that highest balance still has a pretty high interest rate. It's not like that's at 2% and the rest are at 7%, right? It's not that big of a distinction. So I've got to do that math and figure out what makes the most sense. Now, I know my strategy. I've done that math already. The question is, have you or have the people you love? And if they haven't, you got to be the one to help them. You got to be the one to guide them through that process and show them why this matters. Because at the end of the day, the best way to take care of yourself and your family is not to get filthy, stinking rich. Like, that matters, and that's important, and I plan on doing it. But that's not the best way. The best way is to give them the tools to control their own financial life. That's what matters most. So I know this episode was a little ranty, but I do hope that you learned something from it. I hope that at the very least, it inspired you to take another look at those lines of credit that you have. Understanding those interest rates is going to change so much about your strategy and what you prioritize on a day-to-day basis with your finances. And I just think that even if this episode did nothing for you, if there's one single thing you do next, it's just log into those accounts and see what the interest rate is. That's it. If you don't currently know, just learn that. I think that goes the furthest in helping you to get out of the situation you're currently in. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Greg Clunas. Be sure to click subscribe wherever you are tuning in right now, whether that's over on YouTube at youtube.com/Greg Clunas or on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.